Hello.
Thank you for contacting Omax Health. My name is Naj. I please have the zip code and first and last name of the account you're calling it about.
Okay, your name's Miles?
Naj, yes, ma'am.
Naz. Okay. The zip code is 44446. Am I talking in the US?
Are you talking to New York?
No, the United States. Am I talking in the US?
Oh, yes.
Where at?
I'm in Alabama, ma'am.
Okay, I was just wondering. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A couple of weeks ago, when I opened up my box of fish oil capsules, they were all cloudy. So I didn't use them. I was afraid to. I called and they told me to send them back, which I did. And I got a new box and not charged, which the invoice says. However, they're cloudy too. And I was told to give you folks a call to let you know that, again, the new batches of this of the fish oil, Omega 3, is cloudy. And they're
That's
not
unfortunate.
supposed to be.
Right. All right,
So, for now, until they get that cleared up, I think I have a hold on my account anyway, because I had been in the hospital and my doctor had me stop the fish oil capsules during the healing process of my surgery, because they're afraid of it making your blood too thin, yada, yada. So, that's how I got behind of having extra fish oil capsules.
Right.
So, what date do I have on there to hold my fish oil? I should have a date on my account that I asked them to hold it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't get your name very clearly. Or I mean, I didn't get your zip code and last name very clearly. Could I get that one
Okay.
more time?
Sure. My name's Pamela. The last name's Hinder, HINDER. And my zip code is 44446.
Okay. So Hender is HNDER 4444. All right.
HINDER.
HINDER.
I have a hold on. I just wanted to see if it's going to be long enough because this is July. But I don't want to run out either, so.
You could just confirm that shipping address for me, please.
1461 Hillcrest Avenue,
Right,
number
okay.
3030. That's Niles, Niles, Ohio. And the zip's 44446.
All right.
Sometimes I get a little girl in Ireland.
A little girl in Ireland?
Yeah.
On the phone? Wow,
When
I
I call
didn't.
this 800 number.
Wow, really?
You
I
didn't
didn't
know
know
you
that.
had an office in Ireland, did you?
I did not know that.
I've talked to her twice, two different times. Once about a year ago. And then when I got her again, I thought, that voice sounds familiar with that little accent. So again, I asked, am I calling in the States? And no, ma'am, Ireland. And when she said her name, I said, we've talked before. I recognize your voice.
Oh, I've talked with you before?
No, but I was saying that to the young
Oh, the
girl.
lady? Oh, okay, yeah, I
Yeah.
get you. Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't know that at all. All right. So, just due to the whole coronavirus situation, we don't accept reships back, but I can
Oh.
issue a reshipment out and it won't be a charge.
Well, could somebody, check to make sure they're not cloudy?
Yeah. I'll
I
put
mean,
that in notes.
I wouldn't mind if they opened the box. They just don't have to open the blister pack, you know. Mm-hmm. Just look at the blister pack. You can tell if they're cloudy or not.
Right.
But to have them check that I'm not getting another shipment,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is unfortunate.
It really is.
Okay, and what date do I have you to hold my...
Let's see.
...shipment?
We ship... All right, ma'am, I went ahead and issued a reshipment for you. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I wanted to know what date do I have for you not to ship me any more other than this replacement.
Is there anything else you have to do for the reshipment?
No. When I had spoke with the other girl a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and... she said they were going to reship this one, which I got just the other day,
mm-hmm.
about 3 days ago. She told me to notify you folks immediately if it was cloudy, which they are. But I had told her to put a hold on shipping any more out other than the reship.
Okay. Yeah, that whole... So I can put a hold... for any more coming towards you other than the reship, I'll put like a 60-day hold on there for you.
That's perfect. Okay.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right.
So this reship, because I don't want to get in yet another box of this cloudy stuff, you know?
Right.
Because the thing of it is, the purity... you know, you see through the capsules, you can throw them in the freezer, and they're still... clear as a veil. When they defrost, they're clear, if they even freeze. I don't know if oil does or not. But when they get back room temperature, they're clear as a veil, and these things are cloudy
mm-hmm.
right from the get-go.
Right.
So is there somewhere, can this be passed on to the laboratory?
I mean, if you want to, you can pass it on. I mean, I
well,
can't, it's
yeah.
your product, but I mean, I definitely had it.
Could you transfer me?
I went ahead and again, I put a hold and I issued a
uh-huh.
free reshipment of under no charge.
Okay. Now, can you transfer me to the laboratory so I could speak to a supervisor in charge so they'll understand why I'm getting a reshipment all the time?
If you want, I can transfer you, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
This way, if I talk and say myself, I know that I've spoken to somebody in charge in a lab at least.
Oh, you want to transfer to a lab? I wouldn't have a number for like a transfer to a lab.
Dear.
I'm
well,
sorry.
Who would I talk to?
If you talk to us, you would talk to like...
I know, but nothing's being done. I'm getting a second box of questionable if it's safe to take. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I need to speak to somebody that can get the message to the lab, somebody that's in charge, not just the customer service, you know, helping me with the problem or like this business, you know.
What I can do is I can notate to the team responsible for getting the product out to make sure that it's checked for cloudiness or any impurity.
Before it's packaged?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. and check those expiration dates, because this whole thing started with them sending me a box a few months ago. The expiration date was going to be up before I even finished my two boxes, you know, that's in the package. And I was not happy about that. And I happened to look at it, and holy cow, why do you send me late, you know, old product like that? Never had the check behind them before, but now I'm checking everybody's stuff, not just yours.
Right.
So are you going to send a notation to somebody in charge about that the capsules are cloudy?
Mm-hmm.
That it's questionable if they're safe to take?
Yes, ma'am. I put that in there.
You know, when they're being advertised on TV as clear as a bell, which they always have been, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll look for this next shipment, and I hope they at least check it that they're not cloudy.
I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for your patience.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.